And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 10th of November, 2016. It's the birthday of Martin Luther, born in Saxony in the town of Eisleben, what is now Germany, 1483. The theologian and very prolific writer and the reformer who sparked the Protestant Reformation. Also, a devoted husband who once wrote, "There is no more lovely, friendly, and charming relationship, communion, or company than a good marriage." He met a nun named Katharina von Bora. 1523, she came under his protection in Wittenberg. She had been a nun who had escaped from the cloister, hiding in a covered wagon. They married, they moved into a former monastery called the Black Cloister, where Kate had the building painted white and remodeled, allow for more rooms. She took over the family finances. They didn't have much money, so she helped out by brewing beer, raising cows, chickens, geese, pigs, and bees, and took in boarders. She also saw to it that Luther took care of himself. Together they had 6 children of their own. Also at one point took in Luther's 6 nephews and nieces. They had a lively home. They played lawn bowling. They played music and sang and loved to have people over for dinner. It was on this day in 1956 that Billie Holiday, the jazz singer, performed a legendary concert at Carnegie Hall after a 3-year absence from the stage. She'd been ill, she was struggling with alcoholism and drug addiction, but she came out and she did her show in a white evening gown with white gardenias in her hair and performed 24 songs with jazzman Coleman Hawkins and the Chico Hamilton Quintet, songs including Body and Soul and Ain't Nobody's Business If I Do. It was on this day in 1969, Sesame Street first aired on PBS, the brainchild of Joan Gans Cooney, who had learned that the average preschooler was watching 27 hours of television a week and thought television could be used to teach preschoolers the alphabet and how to count. The first Sesame Street included the Muppets, invented by Jim Henson. First Muppet was Big Bird, followed by Oscar the Grouch and Kermit the Frog. And it's the birthday of the poet Vachel Lindsay, Springfield, Illinois, 1879, decided to walk across the country trading his poems for food and shelter along the way. In 1913, Poetry Magazine published Lindsay's poem General William Booth Enters Into Heaven, and that was a big hit, and he didn't need to beg anymore. Here's a poem for today by William Stafford, entitled Friends. How far friends are, they forget you most days. They have to, I know, but still, it's lonely just being far and a friend. I put my hand out, this chair, this table, so near. Touch, that's how to live. Call up a friend, all right, but the phone itself is what loves you, warm, on your ear, on your hand, or you lift a pen to write. It's not that far person, but this familiar pen that comforts. Near things. Friend, here's my hand. Poem by William Stafford, Friends, from The Way It Is, published by Grey Wolf Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.